Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Divine moved back to her and Ryan's house. Ryan asked her to leave, but she refused. And when Pepper arrived, Divine asked her to leave, as she was not. Denzel helped Alexis pack to leave for the United States with Malachi. She said she would miss home, and Malachi intimated that he wanted to invest in Guyana, even returning home to settle down. Alexis welcomed that idea. Right now, Unique is on the phone with Divine.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
All right, Divine. Try, don't get into any fight with Pepper, especially on this good Easter Monday. Girl, with all that going on with COVID-19, you really think the best thing to do right now is fighting with your woman-in-law? Alright, don't get upset, but you know you don't have to be there. Yes, I understand you want your husband back, but we got so many other serious things to worry about right now. Alright, fine. Everybody's big people. Good, I'm gonna talk to you later then. Bye.
Divine really out of order, you know.
Kevin, the house is in her and Ryan's name, so she got a right to be there.
After she run around this village with Simon nephew embarrassing Ryan, Divine being good with your husband. But it's so when some women I big.
Look, we not in their marriage to know everything that going on. Divine was unhappy for a while. She said she was bored.
Why should they make a baby if she ain't bored?
Really, Kevin?
You know what they say? The devil is fine work for idle hands.
So, a baby would have solved the problem. Kevin, please don't disappoint me by sounding misogynistic and therefore ignorant.
A child would have kept you busy and she wouldn't have time to see another man.
You continue.
Like you got to fix it, me now?
Women should be allowed to choose when they want to have children. And not every woman wants children. Divine is doing well for herself. She got a good job and she's focused on building her career. She shouldn't be made to feel guilty because she doesn't want children now.
All I'm saying is that she could have put her energy into something else rather than running around with good-for-nothing Brian Furtus. I don't condone infidelity, but if you're going to cheat on your husband, that's what you're going to choose? Somebody who got no ambition? Somebody who's living out for the mother? You can't defend that, Unique.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying don't minimize Divine's struggle to some idiotic view like if she had a baby that would keep she busy. You know better.
Alright, whatever man, I gonna lie down. Oh, Brian, hold your head and don't text her back. She don't deserve him.
Indeed, it's a joy.
Hi. Lord, at a certain point I feel like I couldn't breathe with this mask on. Hi, Auntie Myrtle. I reach back.
All right, put the groceries down right there and go straight to the bathroom and wash your hands. I can spray the bags with a little Lysol before I unpack.
I'm going to take a complete bath. But first, I'm going to spray down the clothes with a little Lysol before I put it in the wash. This virus could be on surfaces for some time. I ain't taking no chances. All right.
Get your mind Let me help you unpack, Auntie Myrtle.
Your mother gone and big.
Well, we got to do everything we can to stay safe.
Correct, my boy.
Look how Alexis and Malachi got to stay a little longer in Guyana because of this coronavirus. This time she done packing out.
I know she's excited about traveling, but she has to be patient.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm trusting God that soon this will all be over.
Yeah, bye. Imagine today is Easter Monday and I got to stay home, bye. Alexis and Malachi can't even take Hannah out to fly a little kite on her first Easter.
Well, she will have many Easters to look forward to. It's not like she would remember today anyway.
Yeah, true.
I am sure that they have some stubborn people who will still be out there flying kites, though.
Mm-hmm. I got to ask Mommy if she saw anybody.
I am quite sure. Some people don't understand that for us to have as little people infected as possible, we all have to be responsible and cooperate with each other. Maintain social distancing, wash your hands, sanitize, and take extra precaution by wearing masks when you go out in the public.
Yeah. Murundi people ain't got no excuse for not listening.
All over this country, people ain't got no excuse. Local and central government are doing all they can to make sure this thing doesn't spread.
You know we have public hand-washing spots in Murundi?
Yes. I heard that's part of what the Democratic Councils are doing. Sonny said that they want to work with the Ministry of Health to establish screening sites.
That's what I heard too. Do you think anybody in Murundi has it though?
I hope not. But I also hope that if people start to feel unwell, they will call the hotline number so they can be screened. We cannot afford to lose more of our citizens to this coronavirus. Guyana is a small country.
Yeah, Auntie Marshall.
When this is all over, I think a lot of things will change.
I agree. This really is a test of our strength. It really can make or break us.
We have to remain strong.
Inside!
Is that Greta?
Yep.
I wonder what she wants now.
Unique, can we talk?
Sure.
I'm sorry about earlier.
It's okay, Kevin.
I still don't agree with what Divine did, but I am sorry. I sounded like an idiot by suggesting a baby would have kept her busy.
Apology accepted.
And I want us to talk about us.
Okay.
What you said about when a woman is ready for children.
Yes.
I know we talked about it before, but when you think you're going to be ready?
Well, Kevin, to be honest, like, since this whole coronavirus outbreak, I don't know if I'm going to be ready for children anytime soon.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like I don't want them at all, but look at what's going on in the world. Like, I don't want to bring children in the world and then they got to suffer.
Babes, I understand what you're saying, right? But it's not the first time in history we're going through some kind of health crisis. We had Ebola, we had swine flu, we had a bubonic plague. Is all just a part of life.
Yeah, but you don't think things getting worse? I mean, when you consider climate change and all that.
I think we go through different cycles. We have good periods and we have not so good periods. But that doesn't mean we should dismiss having kids.
Well, you know, I mean, with my status, we still have to consult with my doctor and all that before we even think.
I know. But I just want to make sure that we're on the same page when it comes to having kids.
Can we talk about it again when this whole pandemic is over?
Yeah, sure.
I just want us both to stay safe.
Are you afraid of you and me testing positive and having to go into quarantine?
I'm afraid for everybody.
Well, at least with the guidance of the Ministry of Communities, the Democratic Council have put measures in place to help keep people safe. We have a public hand-washing spot, for example.
Which is going very well in Murundi. People making use of it.
Yeah. And if anybody were to test positive, we have isolation and quarantine facilities.
You know, I heard some people who had to go into quarantine were unhappy.
Well, some people don't realize how serious this thing is.
I'm just glad we closed the schools and continue to encourage social distancing and other safety precautions.
Oh, another thing that will be done is the schools are going to be sanitized before reopening. Plus, whatever repairs need to be done to plumbing and so, will be done.
Good. I think once we all continue to play our part, we will keep this thing under control. I'm going to keep doing my part as deputy village chairman by helping to keep the people informed.
Yeah, me too.
We're gonna be okay, right, babes?
Yeah, babes. We can be okay. I love you.
I love you too.
Toretto, maintain your social distancing. Don't come closer.
What you doing here?
Well, hard times embrace me. I come for beg for 2 greens from the kitchen garden. And y'all ain't gonna frighten me. I just stop and wash my hands by one of the public facilities the village council put up. Plus, I carry my hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I'm glad you're being safe. But you can't go wrong begging everybody.
And if I'm facing hard times, what I supposed to do, mortal? They're telling people stay in we house, but nobody is studying where I getting food from.
It's not like if you just walk on a regular. So how are you surviving all the time?
That is not the point, Catalino. What I want to know is why we can't get money like the people in America. What happened to this aisle money?
Oh, Correcto. You really think that it's just so the government could just go sharing money out like wild?
But me case is an emergency.
I see you thinking only about yourself.
If I may interject, Miss Coretta, what you said about receiving money from the aisle funds is not that simple.
Wait, this is how y'all is allowed this little boy for jumping big people
conversation? Hello, hey. My son is very knowledgeable. He knows more than enough big people running around Maroon Dye. I sure even know more than you.
Look, I'm going to go ahead and pick the 2 tomatoes and the okra.
Go rid my kitchen garden. This family has to eat too.
All right, it's me alone.
I still want to respond to you, Miss Coretta. No, the government can't just run and give out our money just like that.
Exactly. It's not a cowboy government we got. What is the point we put certain measures in place and then go and do your own thing? That could cause a major collapse in this country.
Well, it seems very simple to me, but I guess I ain't too bright.
It's not about being bright, Miss Coretta. It's about having the correct information. You know we have a natural resource fund, right? There are rules about how the funds will be deposited, how it will be accessed, and to what and where money will go.
Yes, I hear about it. Is what it is called? Like in Norway and so.
The Sovereign Wealth Fund.
Yes, that is it. I understand that they got to look after certain things in the country, and some of the money can come from there. Like improving health and education and them kind of things, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I still want to see a little of this money in my hand before I'm dead.
I understand that. But like I said, there are rules in place for accessing the money. You have to follow certain guidelines.
Guidelines like what? Look, they want people like me to be running this fund.
And Guyana will forever be in problems.
Say it again.
Well, what we are trying to say, I can just fill my pocket.
Miss Coretta, for the fund to work and to make sure that there is no corruption, they have to put several committees in place. All those committees are not in place yet, from my understanding.
Sounds like a lot of jiggery-poggery and going wrong and coming around to me.
Why you don't just listen to what the jail saying, Coretta?
Committees like the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee, which is going to ensure that all the rules are followed. Basically, that committee can be the voice of the people.
Oh, there's the one where Ignatius want people nominate him to sit on. Which reminds me, I got to call you when I reach home. Me, he got unfinished business.
All right, Coretto. You already pick a pong of tomatoes.
I don't know you're the counting mortal. Oh, sorry.
Be reasonable, man. This family has to eat too. You see why I need this little aisle money?
You know they will have to go to Parliament first, right? Before any money is approved, they have to have consultations with all those who make up the National Assembly.
Aye.
And a budget has to be submitted. That is the guide. So you know exactly where the funds are going.
All right, you little too bright.
And the budget has to be approved too.
Well, here we go. I got to do what I got to do in the meantime. Let it do the work, and I gonna do what I got to do.
Like you picking okra for feed the old village Coretta?
You know what? Let me go along my way. You're supposed to be loving and kind-hearted people and going on like scavengers for give people little greens.
Coretta, you have the audacity.
I tell you what.
Ones like Ayo, when I start getting little aisle money, I know y'all and they're showing off and flouncing y'all self on people.
Coretta, let it be the last day you put your foot in this yard. Eh? You ice pass people.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you for the tomatoes.
You
have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.